pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Okay, welcome back to the Pistol Cast. Appreciate you guys joining us today. Today we have a special guest. You guys might know him as the next Larry Reese. His name is Brody Myers. He's a 10-year-old from Stillwater, Oklahoma, and it is his dream one day to be the new PA guy for Oklahoma State University. And I'm telling you guys, you got to hear this kid's pipes. He's got great voice, great presence. He was a blast to talk to, so I hope you guys enjoy the interview. Okay, we've got Stillwater's own announcer extraordinaire Brody Myers here today. Brody, how you doing?
It's good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Appreciate you coming on the podcast. I wanted you to tell the listeners a little bit about what your story is, kind of how you got this moniker as kind of Stillwater's young, or I guess OSU's next broadcaster. So go ahead and tell your story about going on the Today Show and kind of how you've gotten to where you are.
Well, I was at a baseball game once, and I heard the announcer, and I thought, oh, that's a pretty easy job. So I got called up, I got signed up to be the guest announcer one time, because these girls from OSU asked me. So I got up in the press box, announced, I think it was like the sixth inning or something.
Was it for an OSU game?
Yeah, it was for an OSU game.
Okay.
And so I went up and I announced, and I thought, wow, this is a really easy job. You get paid to watch a game and talk about it. So it was pretty cool. And then my music teacher, Mrs. Ransom, she found out that I really liked this because I have a friend, Will. That's her son. So I started doing my sports report at Westwood because she is like the host of our assemblies every week.
And what does your sports report entail? Do you just give the OSU updates, or what all do you do there?
Well, So she's a lunchman. You get up, whatever. And so she tells me about I tell about Stillwater Pioneers first.
Okay.
Then I go to Cowgirl Soccer.
Okay.
Then I go to OSU football last. Then I talk about that, and then that usually gets the biggest applause.
Okay.
So that's about it.
Okay. And so how did you get from there? How did all this Today Show thing happen?
Well, one of my mom's friends, her name is Brenda, she found the Today Show contest and emailed it to us, and we looked it up and said, wow, this could be really cool. So we went outside and did a little, it took us like five, like maybe 10 times before I got it right. And it was a minute, and I had to do a little sports report, and if it was like a second over a minute, they wouldn't even count it. So it took me a lot of tries. So I had to read fast, but not too fast. So then the first four round of kids came on, I said, gosh, I didn't get picked. So from now on, I'm watching the early show every morning. So then they called me and said, hey, we've picked you. You're going to be on the Today Show. And I was only in third grade. And it was like maybe an hour before the day end, and my mom came in the class, and I said, what's going on? She said, you'll see. And she said, New York called me. I said, whoa, wait, who's in New York? She said, the Today Show. And I just freaked out in the halls. And I'm surprised no teacher got me in trouble. So, since she told all the teachers, and one of the teachers were doing read aloud to her class, and she almost went into tears. And I didn't even have her for a teacher. Yeah. So, and then I got on the Today Show. Me and Dad went to New York. And the first time we were there.
Wait, hold on. How come you and Dad? How come not you and Mom?
Well, we thought Mom would get lost. So. Yeah.
Okay, so you go to New York and go to the Today Show. What? So was it from there? Was it a contest or how did it work?
Well, Oh, and by the way, Dad, I was the only one that had a dad there. Anyway, okay, so I went and we stayed at this hotel. It was real old. It was a contest.
Okay.
It was a kid reporter contest, and the next time I was there for the final four, I asked, why'd you come up with this? And they said they just love kids, and they just thought it'd be a cool contest.
Okay, so you went up there multiple times.
I went up there twice. The first time I was there for like 48 hours. The second time I was there for about 78.
Okay.
It was a voting process.
So out of the four kids that I got chosen with one girl was from Tulsa in my group. Out of the four kids I got, no, she was in another group. Out of the four kids I got chosen, voted, and what they did was I went up and stayed at my aunt's house. Sadly, they're Sooners. And I went up and stayed at my aunt's house, and we went to the new Channel 4 station. And I was the only kid that went to their station because they didn't tell me who won. They just had to go to the station that day.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the station, and they said, and I had a little earpiece on. They said, Brody, you've won. I went berserk on on live TV. And so I was like, whoa. And then my cousin was there. He's a Sooner, sadly, but he was still excited. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. So did you and Dad do a little tour of New York, or what was that like?
Well, we have friends that live down there, so yeah, they gave us a tour.
Okay.
And I guess there's this one cramber shop there, Crooks, he said, because they sell you really nice cameras, but they end up not working. But that's the only tour thing we got.
So you go up there, you win this contest. So were you the ultimate winner out of all the kids?
Well, okay, I was at my friend's house, you know, playing, and then my mom...
You made it as the final four.
Yeah, I made it as the final four.
Okay.
I was at my friend's house playing, and mom called and said, Brody, you didn't win, you got second place. So I just went into tears automatically. Mm-hmm. When I went in the car, I was embarrassed to heck.
Yeah, but second place? Yeah. I mean, that's second place in the entire country.
Yeah. I got a cruise though for $10,000.
Wow, where'd you guys end up going?
We went to St. Martin. I still have a drum I got from there. St. Thomas and the Bahamas, which the Bahamas creep me out.
Why is that?
I don't know. The people there were just real, like, you know, like scary. Like they always had like, you know, like an Eddie Sutton scowl on their face.
Okay, so you get to do all this, and how old are you? You're 10 now, is that right?
I'm 10, yeah.
10 now, okay. So you've gotten to do all these different things that, you know, some people that are my age or even older would have loved to do. What, as you look at your broadcasting career that you've kind of got rolling forward, what's your dream job? Who do you look at and you say, I really want their job?
Well, it's kind of funny because me and Larry Reed's are like best friends, but I'd like to get him fired.
that would be a pretty sweet gig, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I actually met Larry on Sunday. He was calling the Kevin Durant charity basketball game in Oklahoma mm-hmm. City, and so I sat by him, and he seemed like a really nice guy.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
But you're gunning for his job, right?
Yeah, the reason I got to meet him, Godwink, was because my uncle, he played basketball with him at the YMCA a few years ago. So he set me up, and I met him at a basketball game. Sadly, it was a non-conference game, but it was pretty cool.
That's cool. So did you get to sit down at the scorer's table with him at all, or did you just talk to him afterwards?
Yeah, we just waited in the hall, and he said, hey, are you Brody? And I said, yeah. So I went to his little seat, and he let me sit in his seat, and I was squatting. Then he let me say "Go Pokes" on the mic, and then we just talked.
What was it like to say "Go Pokes" into the mic? Was that pretty cool?
It was pretty cool. Till now, like 1,000 people had heard me.
So, if you had to choose a sport, and I know you're not trying to plan your career out here, but if you had to choose a sport that you would like to announce, what one sport would you choose?
Well, that's tough because I know how basketball works, and I like that. I know how baseball works and softball. I'd love to do that. That's a tough one. If I had to choose one, it'd probably be football.
Okay. So to do the PA, not necessarily the actual radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do your friends think about your broadcasting dreams? Do they are they supportive of it? Do they kind of, you know, do they help you out? How does that work?
Well, most people don't really know what it is. Like, right. I mean, plus I have two friends that are LSU fans, so they joke around with me. But go LSU this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, what about Oklahoma State? Who's your favorite Oklahoma State athlete of all time?
In the past or right now?
In the past, of like ever.
Barry Sanders.
Okay. So you were like negative 15 whenever he was playing?
Yeah.
What about right now?
Right now, that's a tough one because I'm kind of in between Justin Blackman and Brandon Whedon.
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of people are in between those two guys, yeah, as their favorites. Well, this season, I mean, obviously it's been, you know, one of the best seasons in school history.
Definitely.
Do you think, you know, I'm sure you've probably heard a lot of the national media have been critical of Oklahoma State. Do you think this team has a legitimate shot to play for the national title?
Oh, big time. It'd be an interesting game because, number one, if we played LSU, it'd be in New Orleans. So LSU would have a huge advantage.
Right.
And it'd be cool because we would get, like, our own Montezuma's Revenge on Les Miles.
That's very true. Well, what did you think about OU and Tech game? Were you rooting? I mean, did you feel like you were rooting for OU? Did you want an undefeated Bedlam?
No, I wanted the Cowboys to win since Les Miles. So, okay.
Talking about OU and Tech.
No, OU and Texas Tech.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay, so I was in bed and I fell asleep during the game. Then my mom came and woke me up and she said, "Brody, OU is losing." And I said, "What? You pinky swear." And so I turned on the TV and then I woke up the next morning and Dad said that OU had lost. So I was like, "What? Woohoo!"
Well, why do you think this year's Oklahoma State team is so much better than, well, not so much better, but is playing better so far than last year's team?
I think last year most of our team was freshmen, and I mean Zach Robinson. I mean he was. I'm not trying to be offensive to him, but I mean he isn't even a starter in the NFL right now.
Right.
I think a lot of our team, I mean, a lot of our players were freshmen, and now we have new offensive coordinator, all that. I think changes needed to be made, and it's a big difference.
Yeah. So do you still follow like the guys that go to the pros, like Joey Graham and those guys? Do you still follow those guys when they're in the pros?
I mean, I'll follow them a little bit. I'm not a big fan of the NFL. The only time I'll watch the NFL is Super Bowl or when nothing else is on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a lot of college football fans are kind of like that.
Yeah.
So do you play sports or do you just broadcast them?
Surprisingly, the only sport I play is baseball and Foursquare at school.
Foursquare, is that what's the are they looking at making that an Olympic competition or what's?
I mean, we kind of get into big fights about it. it's like kickball and baseball and tennis and Foursquare.
I feel like that takes some athleticism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you played?
Do what?
Have you played it?
I have, and I got to be honest, I wasn't very good at it.
I'm not either.
I think I was in high school the last time I played, but it's difficult. It takes some skill.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Well, do you have any more questions for me?
Not really. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Wow, you're young.
Yeah, well, not as young as you, but yeah, I'd like to think that I'm young.
Yeah. What classes do you take?
Well, I'm actually not, I'm not in school anymore.
You're 26.
Yeah, I'm out of college, but I've got a job and run the website and hopefully people enjoy it.
How'd you come up with this website?
I don't know. I've the two things that I've always really enjoyed in my life have been writing and Oklahoma State. So I kind of was looking for a way to merge the two and just make something that hopefully people enjoy and read and talk about. So it was kind of a kind of just the natural inclination of kind of where my life was headed. So,
okay, one last question.
Okay.
So when can I watch this?
Well, you can't watch it. You can only listen to it. And you will be able to listen to it. I believe we're going to post this on Thursday afternoon.
Okay,
Thursday. And then it'll be up on iTunes. We'll probably post it around noon. It'll be up on iTunes a few hours after that.
Okay, so...
asking everyone to come over to your assemblies if you've been down.
Oh, yeah, if you ever want to come to my assemblies, they're on Friday mornings at 9 a.m., 502 South Kings.
Okay, well, I actually live in Dallas, so that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for me to get up there, but...
Did not know that. All right.
If and when I am in Stillwater, I would love to do that. I actually have one more question for you real quick.
All right.
We talked a little bit earlier about Larry Reese. You know, you'd love to have his job. Is there anybody nationally that maybe works for like ESPN or somebody like that that you would enjoy their job?
Probably Joe Buck, since he does baseball and football.
Joe Buck. So you've been watching the World Series?
Actually not, but I'm a big Texas Rangers fan.
How come you haven't been watching?
I just haven't got the time.
Yeah, you got busy. You got a lot of things going on as a 10-year-old. Yeah. No, I understand. Well, Brody, I've really enjoyed having you on. You know, I've watched some of your videos on YouTube, and obviously, I saw the Teach Me How to Gundy little flash mob thing y'all put together. I thought it was outstanding. And I encourage you to keep doing good work, and people will notice, and hopefully you'll get to make a career out of it someday.
Thank you. So it's also going to be on your website?
It'll be, also on my website, pistolsfiringblog.com.
Okay.
And if you don't, you know, we didn't talk about this earlier, so if you're not comfortable doing this, that's okay. But I was going to have you... maybe call. I was gonna set the stage for you and have you call the final play of Bedlam this year to take us to the national championship.
All right. Here
okay.
We go.
Okay. Let me set the stage. We've got Oklahoma State's down. They're down six or they're down five. So they need a touchdown. They're on OU's 30. There's 10 seconds left. They've got five wide. Brandon Whedon hikes the ball, and you go ahead and take it away.
Is anyone hurt?
Well, Hubert Anium will still be hurt at that time, yes.
Okay. Here we go. So, cover your ears, because my PA system is on.
Okay.
Pass is complete into the end zone, out of the hands of Brandon Whedon, into Justin Blackman's hands, and good for a Cowboy touchdown. Cowboys win!
I think all the listeners and readers will enjoy that call, and hopefully it'll come true here in about a month.
Thank you.
Okay, Brody, appreciate you coming on. Thanks, bud.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Kyle.
Bye.
Thank you.